Let me say good afternoon to everyone. I want to thank you for your presence on this afternoon to assemble with us via the conference call to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. I'd like to first thank all of our brothers that have participated, the brothers that offered the prayers on our behalf, the one that read scripture reading, our song leader, and the one that led us in communion in our offering. We worship the Lord according to Acts 2:42 and verse 47, where we've seen what we participated in offering with this fellowship in the breaking of bread and also in prayer. And we praise God according to the Bible. And we'll look at the teaching of the Word of God on this afternoon, looking at the Old Testament text to find our teaching. And again, if you're with us on this afternoon, our hope and our prayer, as the Bible says in verse 47 of Acts chapter 2, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. We want to encourage those that have not obeyed the Lord and become a Christian to obey the Lord. And I'll give those specific instructions at the close of our message on this afternoon. If you're with us on this morning, we spoke from 2 Timothy chapter 1 from the subject, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. So we talked about that on this morning. We'd like to follow that up with an Old Testament passage that looks at the fact that we all have fears. We talked about this morning. We have fears that we have to face. We define fear as being to be afraid of something or someone or to worry about something bad happening. But we talked about this morning that the fear that the Lord spoke about in 2 Timothy 1:7, by definition, is the fear to be so afraid that it makes you unable to do what is right. And so we want to be able to always be able, we talked about how God has given us the power of the power and also of love and also of a sound mind. He said, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The power is the ability God has given us that we find in his word. The love we have is that love we have for the Lord to do that which is we're commanded, and then a sound mind being able to control ourselves as we want. And so this afternoon, if you'll meet me in Numbers chapter 13, thank you, Brother Johnson, for our reading on this afternoon. What we want to do is look at in Numbers chapter 13 to find where we find the Word of God. Again, when you overcome your fear, those three things that Paul mentioned in the text was that power, love, and also a sound mind. So we find in Numbers chapter 13, the Bible reads for us in Numbers 13, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I gave unto the children of Israel, of every tribe of their fathers, shall you send a man, everyone a ruler among them. So we find here that God identified through Moses to identify men that had the ability to go and search the land and to see the land. But we also find that God always gives encouragement through the scriptures. In verse number 20 of Numbers 13, Moses said unto them, those that were to spy out the land, he said, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So we find here that God has given them a command, but we also find that Moses gave them encouragement as they approached the land. And so we find in that, now we have to see how they would do and the courage they would have. But again, we're talking about our subject title on this afternoon. We'll find in verse number 30 where Caleb made the statement, "For we are well able to overcome it." So we find in verse number 25 of Numbers 13, "And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran and to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit thereof. So they came back and understood what that God had told them. God is true in his word. What we find written in the word of God, God's word is truth. And they brought back the truth by sharing the fruit that God said would be there. And the Bible says, however, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Ain there. So we find here in verse number 28, we talked about fear and how God has not given us the spirit of fear. But they looked at the land that God had promised them, and they said that the people are strong that dwell in the land, the cities are walled, and they're very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, those that were giants. And I want to say to all of us, sometimes we focus on the obstacles rather than the objective. Yeah, they look at the obstacle that was facing them rather than what was the objective. And so sometimes in life, we can allow fear to reduce our faith. We have to trust in the word of God, and we'll find that we do those things based on what the word of God says. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7, Paul told the Corinthians there, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." Sometimes we have trials in our lives and challenges in our lives and things and issues in our lives, but if we're not careful, we can become fearful and lose the faith that we ought to have in God. And we see these people at that time, God had promised them the land. God told them that in verse number 2 of Numbers 13, "which I give unto the children of Israel." That's all I need to know. God has given this to us. We are to simply go and search it out. The Bible says the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites, they dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Now, I want to say to us, to encourage us, these people have forgotten in Exodus 12 and verse number 29 and verse number 30 how God sent that last plague on Pharaoh. and how God, the Bible, records to them. In Exodus 12 and 29, and it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. They had forgotten the fact that God had sent these plagues on Egypt to get them out of Egypt. They also had forgotten in Exodus chapter 14, verses 21 and 22, how God allowed them to cross on dry land the Red Sea. The Bible says in Exodus 14, 21, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on the right side and on the left side. So we find again, God has showed them his strength and his might. You don't have to worry about the giants that you face in your life as long as you have God on your side. God had showed them again. At the parting of the Red Sea, they went through on dry ground. And just understand, as I'm going through on dry ground, if I were there, I would see the water like two walls up beside me as I go through that dry land. I trust in God, not on things that I see. I walk by faith and not by sight. And then God showed in verse number 30, when those Egyptians pursued them, God showed them again what he would do. In Exodus 14:30, the Bible says, thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. So we see that once they start pursuing and God's people had walked through the dry land, God allowed the waters to come back together and to wash away all the Egyptians. They died in the sea. God had shown them again, why are you fearful when you serve a God like that? Again, we talked about this morning, we have fears in this life. We talked about how fears are simply a natural emotion. Being afraid is a natural emotion. However, the Word of God can equip the Christian with the power to do what is right in spite of their feelings of fear. Yeah, we just have to trust in God. And we find here that as we go back to our lesson in Numbers chapter 13, that their faith, talking about the Israelites, their faith should have been strong enough to overcome their obstacles. But now notice Caleb in verse number 30, where we get our subject title from. So again, as a Christian in this life, if we're not careful, we can allow fears. And we talked about fears can be a physical harm. We are fearful when there's a threat of harm. That harm could be, we talked about this morning about it being physical. It can be emotional. It can be psychological. It can also be things that are real, or it can also be things that are imagined. All of those things can cause us to have fear. But again, we still have to deal with our fear. As Paul shared with them, we talked about this morning, but God has given us power. He's given us love and also a sound mind. So notice what Caleb said in verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it. For we are well able to overcome it. And I'm saying to those of us that are Christians, whatever you're facing in life, the mindset that Caleb had, we ought to possess. For we are well able to overcome it. Overcome means to defeat whatever it is in your life. And we all have those things sometimes that can cause us to become fearful. You know, we talked this morning about, you know, health concerns and financial concerns, things that can cause one the fear of not knowing, sending our children to schools and not knowing what's out there. But Caleb said, "For we are well able to overcome it." Whatever the fears are in your life, my encouragement to you, as Caleb stilled the people, I'm trying to instill in you that you can overcome your fears through God's word. We talked about this morning how we have Christ with us. We said this morning from Ephesians, the third chapter, those of us that are Christians, when you're baptized into Christ, Paul told the Ephesians then in Ephesians 3:17 that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love. So we have Christ in our hearts by faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we have Christ with us when we're going through those things. And then as we close on this afternoon, the 31st verse says, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. So we were in their sight. And I want to say to those of you that are Christians, we're not grasshoppers. And we have someone that is stronger than any fear that we face in this life. We are more than able to overcome them through the word of God. God gives us, we said this morning, God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. There is nothing else we need. God does not speak, the Holy Spirit does not speak to us privately. We said this morning how Paul said to Timothy, for the Spirit speaketh openly or expressly. In other words, the Holy Spirit has already given the word, and it's complete and it's clear. We don't need anything else. We simply need to take the word of God, apply it to our lives, and to face our fears with God and with faith. That's our message on this afternoon. Hopefully I've been through the word of God an encouragement to you through whatever you may be facing, whatever that fear may be in your life, even though it may appear to be a giant. Understand this, here: God is stronger than any giant or any fear that you're facing. If you're on the call this afternoon and you're not a Christian, we talked today about having God in your life, but that does not happen. You don't have Christ in your life until you complete your obedience to God. And we find from the Word of God, one must hear the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, how three facts that Christ loved us enough that he died for our sins. He was buried in a tomb. They nailed him on the cross. He died on the cross. They buried him in a tomb. He rose again the third day. You must believe that. Those facts, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. Then you must repent of your sins, meaning turn to Christ. You're not a Christian. You need to turn to Christ. You then need to confess what I shared with you from Matthew 10, 32, 33, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And after that confession, you must be water baptized for the forgiveness of all your past sins. We find that statement made and also in Acts 8:37, where the eunuch made the statement that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then you are water baptized. And what baptism does, as Paul told the Galatians in Galatians 3:27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. No one is a child of God. No one is have Christ with them until they render obedience to the Word of God and become a Christian. So if you're on the call this afternoon, if you would like to respond to the message, we bid you to make it known to our call this afternoon as we sing a song of invitation. Thank you very much for your listening here this afternoon.